From the Gospel according to St. John. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother and the disciple he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then to the disciple he said, "This is your mother." And from that moment, the disciple made a place for her in his home. The Gospel of our Lord. Probably one of the best known images of Saint Dominic is the image of him receiving the rosary from our Blessed Mother. Today's feast is, however, from the 16th century, not the 13th, when Dominic was there, and it was inaugurated as a mark of thanksgiving after the defeat of an invading Ottoman army at the Battle of Lepanto in 1570. Ever since the time the Greeks and the Persians first met, there has always been a conflict between the people that live on either side of the Black Sea. Even to this day, the Christian West and the Muslim East eye each other across the Straits of the Bosphorus with suspicion and mistrust. Yet on the very frontier that lies between these two perennially fighting sides lies a place where the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus happened. Sometimes we refer to this place as the Holy Land, even though the activity that often hits us on the news from that area is often anything but holy. And yet, it is along this very hateful border that the Lord himself actually chose to dwell. Meditating on the rosary is often presented as a dated, unbiblical, or maybe even a peasant form of prayer. It's not like the sophisticated offerings of more contemporary religion that we can see as more as a prayer for old women. And by and large, it is the elderly that adhere most rigorously to the rosary. And maybe it's because that's what makes it special. That as a person gets older, we often see them get calm, more wise, more settled. And the fact that many of them choose meditative prayer over the waving arms or the great lively tunes, the emotion, the hype of modern religion. But then we have to say that maybe they're telling us something that we are overlooking as Dominicans and as Catholics. Because the clever preachers, the wise theologians, must all fall silent when they come to the reality of true meditative prayer. Maybe as a church, we've lost sight of that fact. The role and mission of our church has always been to foster communion with God through sacrament, teaching, and above all, through the personal encounter with God in prayer. Throughout the Western world, people are looking over the heads even of our Islamic neighbours, and they're looking for an experience of prayer through the Hindu and Buddhist faiths that you find in East Asia. We tend, in the West, to focus on sacramental practice and moral teaching a little bit too much, and maybe to the detriment of our vast spiritual tradition. There is a thirst among Catholics for prayer and meditation, but as an institution, the Church has been slow to open up its treasury of the great spiritual traditions, the Dominicans and many other orders. Maybe a return to meditating on the life of Christ, as we do in the Rosary, would help us to address this particular problem and bring some water to the desert that we cross. As Dominicans, we have a special mission in promoting the tradition of the Rosary. Not because of its Marian theology, but for its ability to bring a person into a peaceful, personal meeting with the Lord in deep, quiet prayer. Maybe the idea of the contemplative inaction that is so common around now has done little to serve the preaching of the Word of God in reality. Maybe people see us too much as social workers and not as brothers and sisters in a great spiritual family. They see our good works. That gives witness to Christ. Maybe it would be no harm to let them see our prayer and wallow in the fertilizer that gives meaning to our work. It is, first and foremost, one of the most beautiful traditions that we have, the prayer with Mary, meditating, just as we were told, a sword would pierce our heart, a sword often would pierce ours, but that Mary, in the great tradition of our church, has always been seen as the human being that walked along with the Son of God. And as such, the Rosary is not a prayer to Mary, but a prayer with her. And I'd like to finish with just a little prayer from my own tradition. The translation is a bit rough. But, O Mary of graces, Mother of the Son of God, may you guide me to do what is good. May you save me from everything that is bad. May you save me, both body and soul. May you save me on the sea and on the land. May you save me when I am in suffering. The protection, God's angels, always above me. God is before me, and God is with me. And for those of you that remember Irish, it's original. A wira nung ras, a wahar vikje, the gura tu ermulas me, the suwala tu me, ermuira sirtir, the suwala tu me, erlik nabin, the suwala tu me, o gakela ulk, the suwala tu me, idranamus kar, garden and angle, o smuchyan, gia rom, is gia lum. Amen.